everybody. Well, it's Ryan Gronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of The Restaurant Boss. It's a little bit early in the morning, and I wanted to get this opportunity to show you guys the restaurant that I talk about all the time. This is Smoke City Market. I'm never here. This is a restaurant that I created probably 6 or 7 years ago, and my partner, Michael Gans, runs the restaurant down here in Sherman Oaks or Van Nuys, the Los Angeles area of California. But I wanted to shoot this quick video and get a chance to kind of show you a little bit about the restaurant, and I'm going to include a quick little lesson in here. Let me flip this video around, and I want to show you something about closing procedures and how important they are. So really quick, I'm just going to do a panoramic kind of the restaurant. That's one of my favorite pieces in old. I think it was in the 40s or 50s Coke cooler. Let me show you really quick. We've got bottled beverages in here, like all of our, it's kind of dark. You've got all the old Coke bottles and such in here. But really, this is where the magic happens. We've got all chalkboard menus, so prices change just about every week or every meat delivery. We've got some sandwiches, and then this is where the fun happens. This is all of our barbecue. We've got brisket moist, pastrami. This is where, so the customers order right here. They cut the food, and then it gets weighed on a scale. But this is what I wanted to talk about really quick. So you can see at the end of the day, obviously we pull up all of our benches, we mop the floors, we soak all of the soda tap lids. But then over here, we stack up all the buckets from all the tables with all the plasticware and everything. And what this does, I know this looks very simple, but a lot of restaurants aren't doing this. And this is just one of those little systems, one of those end of day closing procedures that now when the AM crew comes in a few minutes, they know they can just walk over here, wipe everything down, refill everything, take the benches down, get them out on the tables. But this way we know that things are getting done. We know that they're getting done properly. And, you know, again, there's a system for everything. The trash cans are all lined up here at night. They take all the trash cans outside, they hose down the trash cans, and then we refill them up with plastic bags in the morning. But anyways, there's Michael for you in the morning. We just wanted to say hello. And there's our barbecue. I want to show you one last thing. It might be a little loud in here, but this, I said that's where the magic happens. This is where the magic happens. So these are our briskets. Show you a little bit of that. Oh, those look so good. So these went into the smoker last night at about 10 o'clock, and they'll come out today at about 10 o'clock. They smoke for 12 hours, and then we've got some chicken and ribs that just went in. Oh, look at how good those ribs look. So this is where the magic happens. So we were just talking about key item inventory. Here's the daily inventory sheet that they do at Smoke City. Here's a BEO example for an order on Friday. You can see it's got all the order details on there. And then here is the customer information. Actually, that's the order form that we use to take the order. And we got someone here ready to execute a recipe. But as you can see, we've got always your red bucket on the station. And we've got our recipe book here with recipes for everything in the restaurant. Okay, so it's really loud in here, but I wanted to show you, I'll flip the video around again, but this is what a really, really organized walk-in looks like. Can you see? Well, here, actually, let me just flip the video around. All right, so obviously eggs, individual barbecue sauces, we got some wine and beer and kegs and stuff. All of our turkeys and chickens that we brine every night are, pork and chicken, they're brining in separate containers. Beers are all stacked neatly. These are the barbecue sauces we bring in at night. But as you can see, in order, are organized our dairy, all of our sauces, everything labeled and dated. And then this is, look at how proud I am of this. We've got all of our produce. And look at how nice and organized. We got our carrots and zucchini, cucumbers, potatoes, and then all of our meats down below here. So everything's in order of, you know, most dangerous or least dangerous to most dangerous, so if anything drips. But again, I just kind of wanted to walk you around the restaurant a bit and show you what I mean by systems, what I mean by organization and procedures. Again, dry goods, dry storage, different color cutting boards for everything. One last thing as I'm heading into the office, I wanted to show you, we've got all of our dry goods, again, stacked neatly and organized here, so it makes inventory super simple and easy for the cooks to find everything. But what's really important that most people forget to do is to keep your chemicals on a low shelf so they don't drip on anything and away from your food. You can see, let me grab a bottle of vinegar. I'm not saying that this would ever happen, but if you put those two bottles right next to each other, obviously they're one's clear and one's not, but those are the exact same bottle. And if, heaven forbid, a cook were to grab a bottle of Tough Action lemon floor cleaner or something instead of vinegar, your customers would be in a world of hurt, and it's extraordinarily dangerous. So you always want to make sure that you're storing your chemicals and your food in completely different areas, so there's just absolutely no way anything can ever get confused. And actually, while we're over here talking about chemicals, something that I see a lot of restaurants do that I don't ever want you guys to do is to reuse chemical buckets or chemical containers like the one I was just showing you over my shoulder there for food. One, they're never labeled properly, and even though you've washed it a couple times, there's still residual chemical in there. It's extraordinarily dangerous. You should never do that. Plus, if OSHA sees it, you're just in a world of hurt and in big trouble. So, again, just a little quick tour of the restaurant, and we'll walk into the office here really quick. I'll just show you. This isn't anything too fancy. The offices are always pretty bad. But that's it. This was Ryan Gronfen. We're here at Smoke City. There's Michael in the background, and hopefully this video got edited together nice and short and sweet just to kind of show you what a restaurant that we run looks like, and what I hope all of your restaurants eventually, you work toward having them all clean and organized and have systems in place for everything. So again, this was Ryan Gronfen saying have a great day. Are you struggling to grow your restaurant business? Are you failing to find the time to do all the things you need to do because you're stuck doing everybody else's jobs? This sucks. I know, I've been there. You're not alone. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is a plan and some new tools. And that is why I created Scale. It's my newest course for restaurant owners who want to grow their businesses and build an extraordinary brand. Learn more at scalemyrestaurant.com.